Have you ever seen me before?
Yeah, of course. I don't usually see you in here, but yeah, I've seen you around town.
I thought you were lying to me from the start. I've seen you at the library multiple times. Recently, even.
Are you positive you just saw me go down into the basement?
I would say you were more than quick. I would say you were still there. But here you are, standing in front of me. You gave me a heart attack.
Hello, my name is Talia. For the past few months, my brother has been exploring the disappearance of Alistair Glamis of Barton, New Hampshire. That was the town where we both grew up. Why has he been doing this? I don't really know. But recently, this exercise turned inward as he became increasingly occupied by the search for an individual who looked like him, his double. 2 weeks ago, my brother posted episode 5 of this audio project. He ended the episode with his usual list of thanks to the various people who helped him make the show. He in no way gave any signal that something stranger was going on. Later, he called me. I spoke to him from his apartment. At least I think he was home. The conversation was brief. It is with a heavy heart that I announce that my brother, John Herman, was last heard from the day when he called me. He hasn't checked into work. He hasn't contacted our parents. He's gone. I have written and am releasing this audio statement to announce the disappearance and to convince him to come back. This is the Disappearance Podcast, Episode 6. I don't know what to call it, so I am just calling it The Last Call. Here's the call. The last time anyone heard from my brother. He recorded it and left the audio file on his laptop. Here it is.
Can you talk right now?
I answered, didn't I? Are you recording this?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so this is show related. What's up?
I was in Barton all weekend and something happened.
So you went. You are completely crazy, aren't you? Were you attacked again?
No, it wasn't like that. Listen to the episode I just posted. No, she's saying that because I...
Who's there with you? Did you meet a woman in Barton? You're getting married now and you want me to be in
no,
the wedding party.
No, it's just me. I have a question to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
When I was a kid, did I ever run away? Talia?
No, I don't think so.
That's what I thought. Okay. I have to go. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, weirdo.
Bye, Talia.
I tried to record my parents for this audio statement, and it didn't work out. They just couldn't. So I'm here alone. It's just me and you. And I'm not used to recording things in front of a microphone, so please bear with me. I have some things that I want to share. First of all, I've heard several people say that this podcast, or whatever you want to call it, was a cry for help on the part of my brother or an expression of anxiety or depression. Let me set the record straight. I know my brother. He was not depressed. Yes, his call about running away as a kid did seem weird at the time, but my brother is a weird guy. Listen to this.
It looked like he had stepped out for a minute, so I waited. His car was in his spot. His front door was unlocked. I peeked in. I waited around for a while, but he didn't show up. I started feeling really strange just sitting on the front steps of an apartment, so I left.
That's Joey Costa, one of my brother's work friends. Keep in mind that my brother worked from home, so I can't say that he and Joey are very close. Joey is the one who confirmed my brother's disappearance. Here's Joey again.
I swung by again the next day, and nothing was changed. Absolutely nothing. The same lights were on. It was a little creepy, especially since he wasn't responding to work emails or phone calls. People were getting upset at him. I knew something was wrong. Things were too quiet back at his apartment. I mean, yeah, it was very creepy. I went to his Facebook page and started sending messages to him. Nothing. I posted on his wall, and eventually I started sending messages to his family. And you responded.
I asked Joey if my brother was acting odd at work in the days before he disappeared.
No. I didn't even know he was doing this podcast thing. It's not something he ever mentioned. I mean, I would have been interested. I like mysteries. Now everybody knows about his podcast. I mean, I heard them discuss it on the news a few days ago. They said it was a cry for help. I don't know what to tell you. He was quiet, mostly. We really only communicated through email and our biweekly video conference. I guess he was professional. I really hope they find him. He was a good guy. He is a good guy.
As you can tell by now, I am using this podcast to send word out that my brother is missing. I'm also hoping that, if you're listening, John, then you can see how much we all care. I flew here from Seattle. All of our lives are on pause because of you. But you're worth it. My parents didn't want to be recorded, but they did give me something. It is short, but I wanted to include it. It's a recording from when John and I were little kids playing.
Getting a special off the restaurant. Got three pancakes and two with butter on top.
This is not what I like, but I know I want it.
That's a special.
Okay.
With no toppings.
If anyone has seen or heard from my brother, then please be in touch. Every day that he's missing is devastating for our family. I expected him to be found by the time I was off the plane. It's just like he just, well, you know, disappeared. But he did leave something behind. I want to talk about my brother's laptop computer. Admittedly, when I got the laptop, I was shocked. The desktop is a mess of files. I'm an organized person. I guess I figured my brother was just as organized. Nope, he's a mess. A lot of those files are audio files, so I started listening to them. He was recording everything. Listen to this one.
Okay, this is experiment number 14? 14. It tastes like cereal. It's not any different. There actually might be something different about the milk. Yeah, there's a certain sourness. It might be the smell. It's the smell again. Everything has a different smell.
That clip was labeled wheat squares. I mean, what did that even mean? And I can't tell you how many times I've listened to that last call with me. He labeled it the last call. Does that mean he knew he was gonna disappear? Either way, that last call gives me chills. There are several things I'm going to share that I noticed about it. I told these things to the police. First of all, my brother asked me if he ever ran away as a kid. It's such a strange question. Why would he call me to ask me that if he already knew the answer? I fear that there was something else going on, something even scarier. I want to bring up the part where he trails off. It's where I teased him about meeting a woman in Barton. He denies that anyone else is there with him. I think there was someone there. I don't think I was talking to my brother. I think he was being controlled by someone. There's more. There are other files I found on his computer. They're all recent. They aren't as silly as the serial one. Here is file number one.
He was about 20 yards away. I was still catching my breath from running, but so was he. We both stopped at the same time, surrendering to the other. I couldn't continue, but neither could he. It was like a stalemate, a standoff.
So there's that. That was labeled running narrative. I guess my brother doesn't have much of an imagination when it comes to labeling clips. There's also this clip. This one was labeled running. Here it is. I'm pretty sure that's the sound of my brother running. He had these clips open and ready. I know, this all sounds crazy. You've done it, Sherlock. You've made me just as crazy as you are. Here's the deal. I'm flying back to Seattle in 2 days. At least, I think I am. I'm completely lost. We all are. Our whole family is lost. Whatever you think of my brother and his weird little podcast, I want you to know that he wasn't always this way. I feel really guilty about him. I always have. I want to tell you a story. Or rather, I need to tell you. John had a best friend growing up. His name was Richard. He went by Ricky. He still lives in Barton, for all I know. We don't keep in touch anymore for reasons I will explain. What happened is that I ended up dating him when we were all in high school. Well, Ricky had graduated. He was much older than me. And he was my brother's best friend. When we broke up, none of us were friends anymore, but I think it hurt my brother the most. I really feel like I sort of ruined him socially. He became pretty fragile after that. He became quiet. He didn't have friends. I know it was just a bit of teenage drama. I know he was just overreacting, but I still feel really guilty, even now. I don't know what else to say. If you're listening right now, then please come back to us, please. Before I sign off, I want to play one more recording that I found. I'm not sure why, but he was recording himself reading poetry. I don't know. Maybe he was going to start another podcast or something. I never knew my brother to be a poetry fan, but it makes me smile to hear it. I thought it would be a fitting tribute. This excerpt is part of Dreamland by Edgar Allan Poe. Here's my dear brother John reading the poem.
By a route obscure and lonely, haunted by ill angels only, where an eidolon named Night on a black throne reigns upright, he fronts himself as another. He looks to kill and replace his brother. I have reached these lands but newly, from an ultimate dim thule, from a wild, weird clime that lieth sublime out of space, out of time.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in a sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you miss me.
If my brother is still missing, then, and I hope it doesn't come to this, I'm going to return in 1 month to update you, his listeners. And if you know anything, then please be in touch between now and then. I just want my brother to come home. Thank you to the New Hampshire State Police for all that they are doing to find my brother. Thank you also to Joey Costa for allowing me to record his thoughts. Thank you to Rudy Sims, Prom Queen, and Ben Von Wildenhaus for the music, which I found on my brother's laptop. This show is a co-production with Partners in Crime Media. Thank you also to Laura Scafati and David Chevalier for helping me put this audio statement together. Please be in touch.
Partners in Crime Media.